And the sign that Toikef Kedushas Hayayim, the Paitan, begins. Let us give expression to the Kedushas Hayayim, the sanctity, the uniqueness, the specialness of this day. Ki hu naira v'oyayim. For it is awesome and fearsome. Ubo, in that day, sinose malchusecho, your kingship, your kingdom is lifted, kingship is lifted up. The yikon is established, bechesed, kisecho, the seish of a love, beemes. By shofar godol yitoka, and in that great shofar, it will be blown. Kol demom adako yishoma, and a voice of thin stillness will be heard. O malachim yechofezum, and the malachim, the angels of above, they will be caught in a great haste to finish their missions. V'chil ro'oda, and the fear and trembling yechofezum will grab a hold of them. V'yaimru, and they will say, Hinei yoim hadin. Lifkait al tzvomorum badin, even to visit upon the celestial beings, badin. Ki lo yizku v'yeinecho badin, even the malochi ma'ilo, will not necessarily come through, be merit in your eyes and din. B'chol boi oilem yavrun lefanecha kivnei morum. B'rosh Hashana yikasevun, וביום סיום כיפר יחוסיימון, מייחיה מיומוס, מי בקיצו ומי לא בקיצו, מי יונוח, who will have it easy, מנוחס הנפש ומי יונוח, and who will be in constant movement, מי ישוקת, who will have a certain quiet, easygoingness, Umi Torif, and who's going to be torn apart by the vicissitudes of earthly events? Mi Yisholev, Umi Yisyasar, Mi Yeoni, Umi Yeosher, Mi Yeshofel, Umi Yorom. The Paitan, the son of Taikev, delivers us a message of Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Adin, of Rosh Hashanah as a Yom HaPachad. And with all the faith of mankind, the Malachim Lamaila, the Krutzei Mata here in the Olam HaTachtein, the Umis Olam in Yisrael, all stand before him in din on every aspect of the community's life and the life of each individual and family alone. We always speak out. To me, it's part of the liturgy. It's part of an Nesanetik of Kedushas Hayayim. Is that letter an incredible gift given to us? And I think it's particularly addressed to the young people, if I'm allowed to call you young people, I think I am. The young people that are sitting in this Beis Medrash, Rav Dessler, as we mention every year, Rav Dessler, the year was 1936. And Rabbi Eliyahu Eliezer Dessler, the Baal Mikhtav Me'eliyahu, wrote a letter to his son, who was in a high school, in a yeshiva high school, a teenager, 15, 16 years old, learning in Vilkomer, in Lita. And his father, on the week of Rosh Hashanah, Tovresh Sarivov, 1936, wrote him a letter. It's a beautiful letter. You can find it in the Michtam Eliyahu Chelek Gimel on page 335. I'm telling you the page because I don't have the time to read you the entire thing and it's in its entirety, and it deserves to be read in its entirety. But I do want to touch a couple of points. Rav Dessler writes to his son, Zichreini, I remember Kasher Hoyisi Betel Yaldusi, when I was a youngster, a teenager like you, and Shomati, I heard the words from my father. Ki kasher nirtzel is bainim, when someone wants to ponder, to understand, the power of Rosh Hashanah and its judgment and what it does. The person only has to ponder on the past year. Let him look at everything that happened during the year that passed. How many Yisurin came down to the world? And then he'll understand. Because all of this that happened, all of this that happened in this past year, Tov Reish Adivav, 1935 into 1936, it all was decreed on that one time, on that Rosh Hashanah Shehovar. And through that we're able to comprehend how much there is to have a healthy fear from the Yom HaDin that's before us. In this year, this past year, continues Rav Dessler, Amdu lefonei hadvorim kemochai. These words stood before me, the words of my father, as if they had a life of their own. V'yayim v'layla, day and night. Royani lefonei, I would see lefnei einai, before my eyes, es hatmun of the picture. Eich omad oz me'ashulchan, how my father then got up from the table. V'yomali, and he said to me, when I was yet a young teenager, Bini, Eichotzor liyomim, you're still a young man. Tomun advorim ha'ela. Take these words, place them deep in your heart. Yagiu yomim, there's going to come days. Asher tovin, that you will understand lahoker, to make precious es hadvorim alolu, these words I'm telling you. Ki bederek zeh, through this manner, tovin lodas, you will understand to know, mahu Rosh Hashanah. What is Rosh Hashanah? Well, b'shana zu, continues Rav Dessler, ein piska manal, this statement, did not yaitse mi machshavu, did not go out from my thoughts. Ma over aleinu b'shana zu. What is passed on Klal Yisrael during this past year? 35, 36. What happened to Klal Yisrael throughout this entire year? The Eretz Adomim, the Red Land, Russia under Stalin. That was always the one place that was known besinosely Yisrael and its anti-Semitism. Ida Elam, the rest of the world. Hoyim Isbayishim, they were embarrassed to be anti-Semites. Ba'achshov. Ein l'cho eretz, she'ein bo sinnes ha'yehudim galuya. Things have changed in such an incredible way. Hayim she'arnu, can we estimate when we stood in Tfilah last year, Rosh Hashanah, did we think that such an outcome was going to occur? That we would be chayiv in the din? When we stand new today before the Yom HaDin of the new year, what do it needs to be in our thoughts? It's possible that if an individual, you don't realize the kayach of an individual, and certainly a group of individuals would have been mechazik themselves in their tshuva and their tefillas to be mekabel in themselves, O Malchus Shemayim, l'be'emes. Last year, Rosh Hashanah, that would have stood as a protective barrier before all of these Puranias, or at least part of it. And at least now when it comes back, the Yom HaDin HaNeira and the Matzav of all Klal Yisrael is hanging by a thread in so many places. Our situation has so deteriorated. Do we not all understand how that all came about through last Rosh Hashanah? And how much we have to do our best that this new Rosh Hashanah should become a time of hope and a time of Rachmei Shamayim Merubim. I always like to say over the story with Rav Pam Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, the Torah Vedas Rosh Hashiva Zatzal. It was Erev Rosh Hashanah 5761, and he was accompanied home from Mincha by a local Magid Shir, who during the previous year had tragically lost his teenage daughter in a car accident. And when the man brought up the subject of how a Yid must accept whatever happens as Ratzon Hashem. Rav Pam told him, how it happened is irrelevant. When people would discuss how a certain person had died, my mother would always say, he died from the son of Taikif. And Rav Pam paused. And tomorrow, we will once again say, Unesan etaykif. The Moshe Feinstein, Zechet Tzadik Livrocha, was being wheeled in on a January day to surgery. And the family overheard him saying to himself, "Ay, a few more krechts, a few more tears and kavona during Tfilis Rosh Hashanah, and I might not have to have been here." And even we can relate. We live, maybe not in the world of 1936. We live in the world of Tovshin Ayin Zion, the world of 2017. But it's a world where the tsaris to the klal and the tsaris to the yochid happen with far too often, far too frequent regularity. And we live in our world where our enemies are legion, and anti-Semitism grows like a weed. And our lives are always in danger. And then not only as a nation, but of each of us individually. Our life, chas v'cholila, the absence of that life, is decided on Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin. And it's not just, do I live or do I die? But as it's clear in the Nesan HaTaykev, it's also the quality of that life. Is it going to be a life, a year, where I am able to enjoy Menuchas HaNefesh, where I'm able, I and my family, the people I really care about the most immediate, are going to be able to be healthy, emotionally, physically, be able to enjoy all the plentitude of resources so abundantly available on our planet Earth? How is the life, how is it going to be tsar? Is it going to be besimcha? All of this is decided. And the truth is, it's not only, as we spoke a couple weeks ago, it's not only the status legabi olam hazeh and the olam hagashmi, but the Vilna Goyen makes very clear in Shulchan Aruch, in his Bir Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that the din on Rosh Hashanah is a din not only legabi olam hazeh, but it's a din legabi olam haba. Not a din of what is my schar in oynish in olam haba. That waits till after May of the Yesrim. That waits for the Yom HaDin HaGadol after one's death. But this year and every year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make decisions. What kind of siyata d'shmaya? This past year, do you remember that day in Chodesh Kislev? Do you remember that day when the learning had not been going well and you weren't happy with your chavrusa shaf? And all of a sudden, a good chavrusa appeared seemingly out of nowhere. It wasn't out of nowhere. It was Rosh Hashanah. You were written b'sefer HaChayim, b'sefer HaTzadikim. Hashem looked at you as a ben olam haba, and he wanted to provide you with the support and the siyua that you would need in Tovshin Ayin Zion, so that you should be able to steig and grow as a ben olam haba. And chas v'sholem, if one is not written in the Sefer HaTzadikim, we're all b'dera klal beinunim. We're all, as the Gemara in Brochus says, we have to fight with the shoftei nafsho. We have a yetzahar and we have a yetzah tov, and they're constantly battling. Halvai, they're at least constantly battling over how to get the upper hand within us. We stand as beinunim, and we want to come out as tzaddikim. We want to be written in the Sefer HaChayim with other tzaddikim, because we sorely need the siyata d'shmaya in ruchnius, in a very physical, unspiritual world, to say the least, a very immoral world, that the tomb of that world certainly plagues us. And we want to find a way to have that siyata d'shmaya. That's all decided on Rosh Hashanah, on this Yom HaDin. So what do we do? Where do we turn? Where do we go? I think, first of all, we have to turn to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Tezvov, when the Gemara says, Tezayin Omer Aleph, there's a braisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda says Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Mipnei Ma Omer Taira, why did the Taira say? Hevi Omer B'Pesach, bring a Minchas Omer on Pesach. Mipnei, and the question's answered, Sha Pesach's man tfuo. Because on Pesach we're judged on the grain. And in order to be judged properly on the grain, we have to do something. What we do is bring a carbon from the grain and hope that that will appease the Ribbono Shel Olam. He'll accept our mincha. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umibnei Ma'om Retaira, Heviu Shtei Alechem Biatzeres. You bring a mincha of Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heviu Lefonei Shtei Alechem Biatzeres, Kidei Sheyisborach Lechem Peiros O'Ilon. Because in Shavuos the din is on Peiros O'Ilon. So bring the Shtei Alechem. What does Shtei Alechem have to do with Peiros O'Ilon? Ayin Rashi, Tezayin Omer Aleph, two Perushim. Not for us now. Umibnei Ma'om Retaira, why does the Torah say, pour wine on Sukkot, pour water, Nisuch HaMayim, on Sukkot. Because we're dined on Mayim, on Sukkot. And Mimela, we want the carbon. For Omer Lefonai Barosh Hashanah, will say before me on Rosh Hashanah, Malchi is Zichroinus V'Shoifris. Malchi is Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. So I can be made Melech upon you. You make me your Melech. And then the Zichroinus will work well. U'bameh B'Shoifer. And it's clear from the Gemara that there's a format. That just like when it comes to Shavuos and Pesach and Sukkot, whatever it is that we're being judged on, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us a mahalach so that judgment can be for Tov. On Rosh Hashanah, it's a Yom Din V'Naira, a Yom HaPachet of Din, and every one of us are in that Din, along with Kol Boi Olam. And there too, we have an Eitzah. And that Eitzah is Tamlichuni Aleichem. That's the Eitzah. We are a very weak people. We don't have gigantic kaiches. We need instruction. And Chazal give us the instruction. From the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes the words, Imru Lefonai Malchias, Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. What does that mean? What is it that we're expected to do? I want to tell you over a beautiful, beautiful story. A beautiful mashal. A true mashal. That the great Rav Meir Chodesh, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, one of the Zokei Mashgichim into the middle of the 20th century. He had grown up as a youngster in Russia. And as a youngster, he was around and vitally interested at the time of the coronation of Tsar Nikolai to become the ruler of the Russian Empire. And he discussed with his Talmidim, before Rosh Hashanah, he would say a mimer often about what it was like to be in Russia at the time of the coronation of Tsar Nikolai. He described the incredible anticipation and the months and months and months of planning by the highest echelons of leadership, political, military, business, preparing for this coronation. The tens of thousands of soldiers enlisted solely for that act of bringing this coronation off properly. The expectations. How they put aside a gigantic, many, many, many kilometers of land, properly fenced, guarded by soldiers, that it should be a perfect, perfect spot within the assemblage for the coronation to take place. And how they would go ahead and they would send out invitations, cherished, treasured invitations to the assemblage. Every city and every town got their one or two invitations throughout the Russian Empire. And whoever it was that got that invitation, that official, wow, was he beaming, strutting like a peacock for the next few months, full of gaiva and pride. And not only he, but his family and his friends. Wow, my uncle, my cousin, my next door neighbor has a ticket to gain entry to the coronation. And for Shteitzach, they would buy new suits, put on, as was in those days, get a beautiful top hat, brand new shoes, prepare themselves, all for a spot at the coronation that, if you were tall, had incredible eyesight, and were the type that knew how to shove and push, maybe you could see in the distance the platform where the coronation was going to take place. To actually touch the hand of the king, to see him in any way close, that wasn't a possibility. But just to be there, to be from those Yechidei school, wow, it was an incredible. And those towns that didn't even get a solitary invitation, oy, off the map, not worthy. And then they made the roads that would pass to the coronation, preparing them, cleaning them, setting up a smear of thousands of soldiers to make sure everything would be right. And the preparations and the soldiers and their dress and how they would be, you can just imagine, let your fantasies run roughshod on your mind, and it'll all be true and accurate. And any soldier that the shoe was not polished properly, or the button not attached completely, that could mean a hanging the next morning, if not sooner. So was the preparations. And tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, would come and stand along the path, the street, and the outside of the fenced-in area, of course. They didn't have their tickets, but they would stand 20, 30, 40, 50 deep along the sides of the roads so they should be able to grab a glimpse for a moment or two. And they would come 2 or 3 days before to get their place in line to prepare. And then came that day, the awaited day. And for many hours, all the invited guests. We talked about those in the distance. Of course, the higher officials, those that were mayors of bigger cities, those that were foreign diplomats, they actually got seats closer to the arena itself. But again, not in distance to shake hands, but at the same time, a seat at least to sit upon. But now it reached the great moment. And the Melech was coming. And the people as he passed by shout, Yechi HaMelech. And whoever was zeichet to see the face of the Tsar Nikolai felt a wealth of a fortune like he never experienced. And he would talk about it the rest of his life. And then the whole entourage reached to the Mokum of the coronation, to the platform. Every invited guest, everybody was standing on their feet. Everyone was making sure their begodim were just proper, their shoes looking fine, and their hair just parted the right way and combed. And now the king entered to that area. And all their lives they wouldn't forget that incredible moment. The Melech went up on the platform, and the coronation was ready to begin. A general, laden with all kinds of medals that shined in the bright sun of the day, he got to pick up the chest. The chest that itself was covered in diamonds and precious jewels, inside of which, of course, rested the crown for the coronation. He picked up the box. That was his covet. And he would turn to the next, who was a step higher than him, and give him the box. And that gentleman was able to open the box. And then he gave it to someone yet of a higher rank, who was actually able to lift the crown out of the bejeweled golden box. And that crown, the whole crowd gave out such an awe and an ah when the crown mamish shone in the day sun, the jewels, the diamonds like you've never seen. And he gives the crown yet to another higher official. And that higher official takes that crown and puts it on the head of the king. And everyone's looking. And the awe, the jealousy everyone has for those individuals who are part and parcel of this step by step to glory. And especially the one last who actually puts the crown on the head of the king. Ah, he said, you can't describe the kovod gadol v'atzam. But if that's the way it is by a melech baser v'dom, as the Gemara says in Brochus, malchus de karka de ara, ke'ei malchus de rakia. Kingdom and earth derives its grandeur and its majesty only by being a ke'ein, a miniature form of malchus de rakia. Can you imagine the coronation of the Melech Malchei HaMlochim when we coronate the Melech Malchei HaMlochim on Yom HaDin in 24 hours? You and I, I'm Yisrael. There's not one big man number one. It's all of us. All of Klal Yisrael. As we say in the Piyot of Vayesayu in Musaf Rosh Hashanah, that moving, triumphant, majestic Vayesayu, where we're coming to crown the king, and ends all of its songs, V'yitnu l'cha keser melucha, they, I'm Yisrael, you and I, each and every one of us, in our Musaf Shmona Esra, when we say the psukim, the asorta psukim of Malchias, that's what you're doing. That's what you have to realize is the MS. V'yitnu l'cha keser melucha. On a Yom HaDin, it's not just that we're invited to the exercise of the coronation. You're all invited to the Batei Midrashim on the campus of Yeshivas Ner Yisrael to join in the coronation, to witness it, to see it. It's so much more than that. Imru lefonai malchias. Say those psukim. Say them with kavana. Say them with meaning. And you know what its purpose is? Do you know what you're doing? You're putting the keser melucha on kaviyoko, the ribayin shalaylam, the melech malchei hamlochim's head. You're coronating the king. What an incredible schus. Umemela, as Nehemiah says in Novi, Ichlu mashmanim today, Rosh Hashanah is a day of joy. Yes, it's a Yom HaDin. Yes, it's a Yom HaPachad. But we have an Eitzah. Imru lufonai malchias. Kedei shetam lichuni aleichem. Coronate me. Make me king upon you. That's the Eitzah. That's the skula. Ichlu mashmanim ushasum antakim ki chedlus Hashem hi mo'uschem, the joy in Hashem is your strength. But of course, from the other side, there's the pachad gadol. If we're the one that are putting the crown on the king, each and every one of us, we're all needed. Are we prepared? Are we ready to do that? Have we purified ourselves? Have we made ourselves ready for such an awesome responsibility? But that's the pshat in the Gemara. Imru lefonai malchias kedei shetam lichuni aleichem. V'zichroin is kedei sheyalu zichronechem lefonai l'toiva. Ubameh b'shoifer. And the Ritva says, Imru lefonai malchias. Say before the Ribbono shel Olam, the psukim of malchias. And do it with the tkia of the shofar. We blow the shofar by the malchias, by the 10 psukim of the malchias. In the silent Shmoneh Esrei, we blow them the shofar after the malchias. Seder malchias. The blowing of that shofar, says the Ritva, is because that's what we're doing, says the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah. When you hear the blowing of the shofar by malchias, let it go up in your mind, a great, great, let it go up in your heart, an incredible joy. Now the crown is being put on the king's head. Now we're coronating the Melech Malchi Amlochim. That's the Ritva. The Rambam says, perhaps a seemingly different idea, but it's all one. The Rambam says there's something else when you blow the shofar. Uru Yesheinu Mishinaschem. The shofar is a remez. Wake up, sleepy ones, from your sleep. You've been dulled through the events of the year, through the coldness of our hearts, through the fantasies of our minds. We've been dulled into a sleepiness, into the heavenly Asman. But hear the voice of the shofar. And Zichru Barachem, remember your Creator. What does it mean, remember your Creator? I think the Rambam means what the Ritva says. The shofar wakes you up. It reminds you of your Bayre. And once you remember your Bayre and you know it's Rosh Hashanah, you're ready to take on the Avodah of being Mamlech, of making the Ribbono Shel Olam our King. And since you remember the Bayre, Hashem Tzilcha, says Reb Tzadik. Hashem is your shadow. You remember me, I remember you. Ani l'day di v'day di li. You are woken up from your sleep, and you finally remember after a whole year of estrangement and distance, you remember that there's a Borei Olam. You remember he's the Melech Malchi Amlochim. You remember him and you coronate him as king on the day of his coronation. And at the same time, your Zichreinus will go up before me, Latayv. You've remembered me. And the blast of the shofar and the psukim of Malchius and have coronated me. Now your Zichreinus will go up, Latayv. Bameh b'shofar, I'll remember you, Latayv. And that's how this Yom Pachad, this Yom Adin, this Yom HaNoira can be utilized by every one of us. If we just realize what our Avoda is, into a day of Rachamim Gedolim, into a day of incredible Hatzlacha for the Prat and for the Klal. It can all happen if we say that Musaf Shemona Esra, Imru Lefonai Malchius, Zichreinus and Shofars. But there's a question, and I want to deal with this question. There's a question that all of you probably have. You're talking to me about Imru Lefonai Malchius. You're talking to me about being Mekabel Hashem as our King. I'm a little confused. I'm confused because I thought I was doing that in a mitzvah seset d'oraisa twice every day, morning and night. I'm told I have a chiyuv of krishma, b'shoch b'chol u'kumecho. And what is krishma but Kabbalah's own malchus shamayim? Can you please tell me what is different between that I do daily, twice a day? And what you're asking me to do in Rosh Hashanah, Imru Lefonai Malchius, Kidei Shetamlichuni Aleichem, and pray tell, what about Mea Brachas V'chol Yom? Chazal want that I should say 100 brachas every day. And in order to have a halacha of a bracha, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. There's no bracha without Shem U'Malchus. So at least 100 times a day I say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. So what are you telling me on Rosh Hashanah? Ah, Malchius is the way to go to be successful. Imru Lefonai Malchius. What have I been doing the entire year? Twice a day in Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim of Krishna. 100 times a day in the brachas that come off my lips. Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. What's new? And the emes is that it's clear what's new. Just listen to the words. Listen to the words of the Mishnah in Masechet Brachos. We say Krishma first, the first paragraph, and then the second paragraph. Because first we do Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, and only afterwards we do Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. Gentlemen, the name of what we're doing is Kabbalas Ol. That's what we're doing twice a day. That's what we're proclaiming Melech Ha'olam 100 times a day. We're being mekabel the ol, the laws and the obligations that come with an existing king who already exists, who already is there, and we're being mekabel chas v'chalila not to be pyrical, not to not listen to a mitzvah here and a mitzvah there, but to fully be mekabel his own malchus and take upon ourselves the old mitzvahs of an already existing king. On Rosh Hashanah, it is an entirely different venue. On Rosh Hashanah, it's Imru Lefonai Malchias. Kidei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. We're not talking about an existing king and accepting his authority and taking his commandments on your shoulders. We're talking about coronating a brand new king. Imru Lefonai Malchias. Kidei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. It's not Kabbalah, Sol, Malchus, Shomayim. That is our Avodah. That's all the other 364. Today, Rosh Hashanah, it's Tam Lichuni Aleichem. But this is an example of answering a kasha, only to seemingly make the kasha just as big as before. Because, 1 second, at the other 364 days of a year, I'm being the Kabul, the old Malchus Shamayim of an existing king, and I'm being the Kabul to not be Pyrrhic all, but to maintain the obligations he's placed upon me as a king who already exists. So then how in Rosh Hashanah can I coronate a new king? He's already been the king. And on that the answer is a yesoidistic answer. And with it, we can understand what it is that we're doing. And of course, where are you going to find the answer? In the Ramchal, and Rav Moshe Chaim Uzatoy, in the Derech Hashem. But of course. For over there, Ramchal says his yesoid, a yesoid that we talk about by every yontif. He talks about whenever yontif comes, how you know? When the yontif happened the first time, there was a great light produced. And when that yontif comes again, there's a hara. There's a certain shine from that light that we can take advantage of. Rosh Hashanah is different. It's not like the other mayadim, that when they come, they're just not memorialized events. But we take from the light of that time in the past, and that light is lit for now as well. Rosh Hashanah is different. Rosh Hashanah is brand new every single year. The Lashon of the Ramchal says the Ramchal, Ki hinei b'yom hazeh, on this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu don es kol ha'olam kulay u'mechadesh kol ha'metzias. He makes new all of the reality. You and I, as hard as it is for us to grasp, because we live in a physical world and this is on a spiritual plane, but you and I are recreated. We're brought in new. He's mechadish kol ha'metzias b'bachines ha'sibuv ha'chadosh, the new edition. There's a new edition. Last year's edition, we're on the last day, Tovshin Ayin Zayin. In 24 hours, there'll be a new edition. Ha'sibuv ha'chadosh, a year that was never here before, and a year 12 months from now will never be here again. A year that has its purpose and its purpose alone. Did you ever wonder why a glorious, powerful day with so many names, Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaTrua, Yom HaDin, Yom HaRas Olam, you go on and on and on, the Yom, it's a multifaceted day, it has many multitude of names. But the name we call it is Rosh Hashanah. It's called Rosh Hashanah because that's what it is. It's the Rosh, it's the beginning of Hashanah. Hashanah is Miloshin Shinoi. There's a new change coming into the world. There's a new reality about to happen. And that new reality is accompanied by a new you and I. Gentlemen, if I don't see you for 12 months from today, and I really like you and love you, When I meet you 12 months hence, I'm going to say, Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Mechaye HaMeisim. And the Poshe Pshat, I dare say, is this Pshat. Because all of us, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, and there's Chazal and Galur on this in Medrashim, are like Meisim, who have had a Tchias HaMeisim, a new life. Chayim Barachamim. It's a new day. It's a new edition. It's a new world order. And the Melech is coronated anew. A new Metzias, a new Bria, a new Bnei Adam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts a new Malchus, a Malchus for Tovshin Ayin Ches. Not the same, though, to you and I and to the naked physical eye. Certainly it would appear exactly the same. Oy, but if you and I would have the Arizal to talk to us, or the Ramchal to talk to us, they would maybe be able, I doubt it. We're so obtuse in this area. But maybe, at least they would try their best, that we should hear clearly how Rosh Hashanah is a breakthrough day, a new edition, Tovshin Ayin Ches. 6,000 years of creation are mandated, but no 2 years ever have the same purpose, the same goal, the same mission. And that's why it's a Yom HaDin. Because the mission is a new mission, and that mission remains only in one way the same. It's to be Marbe Kovet Shomayim. That's what Hashem created us for, to be Marbe Kovet Shomayim. And each and every one of us have different faculties, different attributes in physical life and in spiritual life, different kaiches through which we can be vehicles for Kovet Shomayim, or Chas V'Sholem for the lack of Kovet Shomayim. And that's the din on Rosh Hashanah, as we stand to coronate a king in a new world, in a new reality. The din of Rosh Hashanah is, last year, how did you use your talents? Did you use your talents fully for Liman HaTorah? And words that are HaTorah that you learned, a beacon of light for those around you. There were those around you who said, wow, he really learns. And he really uses his time well. He's a Machayiv. I feel more obligated. Or is it a person? Have you been a person that in your actions or inactions have been a Siba for Chilul Hashem? Or at least not in any way the Ribui Kovet Shemayim that could be expected to have come from you. And there's so many different areas. What's your level of patience with other beings? What's your chesed that you do with other people? Are you a person who through your being on this planet in Tov Shinai and Zion have been someone who's been Marbe Kovet Shemayim? That's where the din comes in Rosh Hashanah. The din comes in Rosh Hashanah. How have you been until now? But there's something remarkable also that happens. It's the ultimate day of coronation. The new Sibuv, the new edition of Malchus Shomayim. And a new coronation. And we have a golden opportunity in our hands. Gufo in the Yom HaDin. Gufo in the Yom HaPachad V'Noira, we have an Eitzah. Imru Lufonei Malchus Kadesha Tamlichuni Aleicha. To rededicate our abilities, to rededicate our kishreinus to the arena of coronating the king and living as a Jew who's dedicated to that king. And if we can pull that off with earnestness, Hashem has a way of looking beyond the failures of the past year and giving us an opportunity in this new edition of Tov Shin Ayin Ches to play an important role. But there's something else I want to say. Something that I think is incredible. Rabbi Yonasan Eibschitz, Zecher Tzaddik Levrocha, the Baal Urim V'Tumim Baal Kreisi Uplesi, in his Drosha Sefer Yoris Davash, he draws a fascinating picture of the Din HaGodol that is going on B'Shamayim. You and I are on earth. We have a vague idea, however much the Batei Midrashim of Ner Yisrael provide for us, the power of the Yom HaMalchus of Rosh Hashanah. But Rabbi Yonasan Eibschitz gives us a glimpse of Pi Chazal, what's going on in the stratospheres, what's going on in heaven. And he draws a picture in Shemayim of a group of dedicated angels, Sorei Umis HaOlam, who are there to be Mekatre, who are there on the Yom HaDin to make Milchoma against Yisrael, to shatter any connection they have as the Am Hashem. That is the Milchoma Gedolah that takes place on the day of Rosh Hashanah. And he writes, and I want to quote certain pieces, Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin, Ki Bo B'Yom Nivra Adam, because that was the day that Adam HaRishon was created. It was the day he sinned. It was the day that there was Mishpat. It's a Yom HaDin. And all the Malachim Niskanu Bo, and all the angels of above, they were jealous of Adam. As it says, Ma'en kikonu, ma'en aishki sizgaranu. God, why do you want to create a puny man? Why do you want to vest such power in a human being? Ma'en aish kisizgaranu. And it became that day, just like on the first day of creation of Adam, that day became immemorial till through the present time. A day when all the Malachim are Mekatrig, now on Am Yisrael, because they are the Tachlis of Adam. We are the Bnei Adam. Atem Kruyim Adam. You and you alone have that Neshama of Adam. You and you alone, Am Yisrael, have that Chelik of Adam Elyalyon. There may be others with Neshamas, but Neshmas Yisrael is unique. Bonim Atem Lashem Elikeichem. We now take that place of Adam and we bear on Rosh Hashanah a war of a full frontal assault of the Sori Umis Oilim in Shemayim. And he continues, V'chol Magmosim, their whole purpose is Lekatre, to prosecute, that Hashem should nullify his bris and finally nullify the connection that's been so strong that he has with us. After all, do we follow in the ways of his Torah the way he wants? We have done so many actions wrong and astray. And the Malachim work and work and work. They're making a milchama on the Yom HaDin. It's a sakona gedayla for Klal Yisrael. Sakona gedayla. And he explains, it's because, very similar to what we said, that every Rosh Hashanah, it's a new world. And he brings the Ramchal. But of course, that on this day Hashem is Mechadish, a whole new edition. And he says, that's why we begin Rosh Hashanah. That's because when it was made a new world. And that's why we say, Hayom Haras Olam. Today was the conception of the world, says Rabbi Yonos and Eibshitz. We don't say, Hayom Hoyo Haras Olam. It was. We say, Ayin, today is edition number 5,778. Haras Olam. We say, Zeh Ayin Techilas Masecho. Not Zeh Ayom Hoyo Techilas Masecho. Ki B'yemes Od Ayin. 5,778 Aleph Tishrei. All Rosh Hashanah is Haras Olam Techilas Masecho Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mechadish the Olam. And then he goes one step further. Please follow me in this. He says, even if this is a day where L'chaira we can't expect any help, all the angels above are aligned and arrayed, solid phalanx against us. What a line! What a line! What a offensive line for us to have to defend ourselves from. Af, and also, after all, this was the day where the man, Adam HaRishon, did the first sin. And therefore, you can imagine how the Chema and Sina should be stirring by HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it comes back to that first day. The Chet of Adam HaRishon, the first Yom HaDin. Ad sheyom me'elu kefi oroi ho'yeliyais, yemezam the Chema. We would imagine it to be days of anger and persecution. But then listen to this. Says Rabbi Yonos and Eibshitz, Achidush Nifle. These days, Bilam HaRasha decided That would be prime time to curse Yisrael. What better day in the record books of the 365 to come when all the angels, all the Sariumis and Shemayim are arrayed, aligned against Yisrael in opposition, calling out their persecutions. What a day! The anger of Hashem, Yom HaDin. What a day to unleash invective. What a day to unleash powerful curses. The Maisa of Bilam occurred on Rosh Hashanah because he thought these days would be mesugal for his klolot to take place. But Hashem was hofer atzosai. He didn't get angry at all during those days starting on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore it was put as a chayk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get angry on Rosh Hashanah, just like by me made Bilam. And therefore there Yemei Chepetz v'Yemei Rachamim. Ein bohem zam klal chesed kol hayoyim. Mefurish in the words of Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, that the Maisa of Balak and Bilam was a Rosh Hashanah dika Maisa. It was a Rosh Hashanah Dika Maisa. And Bilam picked that as the opportune moment to curse Klal Yisrael. It's the perfect alignment of the stars. Everything is just where you would want it to be. The Malachim with their kinna against man on the day of man's creation, now focused on Yisrael. The anger of Hashem because it's the day of the Chetavom of the Marishan and the Yom HaDin. And look at my world and how they despoiled it. Look at the immorality that runs rampant. What a gorgeous day for Bilam to raise up his expert voice and a curse. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something. He bedavka doesn't get angry. And on that day, Yom Rosh Hashanah, what happens? Bilam has to say it himself. Loi hibit oven b'Yaakov, v'loi ra'a omel b'Yisrael. Ma'ezim lezoam kale. Ma'ekev lo kabo kale. How can I curse? How can I make anger when God refuses to get angry? He loves his people so much. What's the secret? Lehibit oven be Yaakov lo roh amol be Yisrael. Ki Hashem elokov imoy usru as melech bo. What Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz says is repeated in the Ponim Yopis by the Balaf Law. The Balaf Law says beferish. Klal Yisrael fought Sichon, Melech Sichon, it was in Elul. They fought Og in Tishrei. On Aleph Tishrei, Bilam, Balak brought Bilam to curse Yisrael. Rosh Hashanah would be the perfect time. But of course, as we know, he failed. Even though Rosh Hashanah is a day where one has to be very careful not to daven b'yechidus in the first 3 hours of the day, because that should be the time of Hashem's anger. But he doesn't get angry on Rosh Hashanah. Ever since the time that Bilam tried to curse, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned the curse into a bracha. And that's what the Novi Micha says. Ami Zecharno, please remember, Mayoatz Bolak Melech Moav. What Bolak Melech Moav advised? Uma Ono Oso Bilam Ben Amor Mishitim and Hagilgo Lamanda Sitkeis Hashem. To know the righteousness of Hashem. That he doesn't get angry in the Yom HaNarayim. He doesn't get angry on Rosh Hashanah. He allows us to coronate him and he enjoys every minute and he's Mesameach with us. Even though they're Yemei Adin. Even though you're Yemei Adin. And that's Rashi. Rashi says on the Pasuk, Lo hibit oven b'Yaakov, it's part of the Asara Psukim, the Tem Psukim of Malchus. A Pasuk that took place on Rosh Hashanah. A Pasuk that took place when Bilam tried to curse us and instead he had to say a bracha. What was his bracha? That cursed, wretched, wicked, evil despot. What was his bracha? Lehibit oven b'Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see oven b'Yaakov. Hashem elokov imo. Hashem is with his people. Afilu says Rashi Machisin, they get him angry. Omamrim, and they rebel upon him. Are we always so good? Do we always daven with kavana? Do we always realize that we're standing in the presence of Hashem Melei Kol Haaretz Kavod? Of course we don't. We're feeble. We're weak. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Elokav Imai Afilu Machisun Mamrim Mamrim Lefon of Einu Zoz Mitaychan Usruas Melech Bo Sruas a Loshen of Reyes, says Rashi. Loshen Chib of Reyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Usruas Melech Bo. But I'll tell you deeper. What does it mean in the light of what we're saying? What is Sruas Melech Bo? The friendship, the love of the king is with his people. They do sins and they do things that are wrong. But Hashem doesn't look at them. That's why in Rosh Hashanah fire, we don't clap al chet. That's why in Rosh Hashanah we don't say Oshamnu Bogatnu. Because in Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides our sins. He knows we're imperfect. He knows we sin. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his decision when Bilam came to curse us with that Rosh Hashanah. Lehibid oven the Yaakov, Lehroam will be Israel. Even if they sin, I ignore it. Even if they do wrong, I overlook it. For the now, for the today, for the Yom HaDin. Why and how? Because we're his people. But even more important, Usruas Melech Bo, the love of the king, the reyes of the Melech Malchei Amlochim, is in Am Yisrael. How? How? Gentlemen, the Soid is the coronation. The Soid is the Imrul of Fonai, sincerely and meaning it. Imrul of Fonai Malchias, Kidei Shetamlichuni Aleichem, to coronate me over you. Say those psukim and say them earnestly. And with that, you make the Ribbono Shel Olam, your Reya, the Melech, becomes your friend. Because of Sruas Melech Bo. Sru is also the shofar. The Ribbono Shel Olam also blew his shofar. His shofar was blown on that first day of creation, that Yom HaRishon. And it's blown again every year on that Yom HaRishon, by every new edition of the world. But his shofar, Usruas Melech Bo, the shofar of the king, is in you and I. It's indelibly part of us. It's the neshama that you and I possess. Hashem blew his breath. Vayipach bi'apov. Hashem blew from his nostrils a nishmas elukim chayim that only Am Yisrael possesses. Each and every one of us, that Adamic neshama. And we each and every one of us are the proud possessors of that. Vayipach bi'apov nishmas elukim chayim. That's what each and every one of us possesses. Usruas Melech Bo. Because on Rosh Hashanah, when he blows in us his breath into the human being, to Am Yisrael, Sruas Melech Bo, we blow back with our breath, through our shofar, a call that reaches to the Shemayim. Yechi HaMelech Adeneinu Malkeinu. Long live the Ribbono Shel Olam. We recoronate the Melech Malchei Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every year, with Sruas Melech Bo, that's where Menachadish the Melucha and Memela, he blows, we blow. We're friends, we're beloved. There's an incredible knot and bind. And that withstands the claws of the master, invective user, Bilam himself. And what happens? Taisus says in Aveda Zara, on Dav Dalet, Brachas Taisus and Brachas hints to it, but in Aveda Zara he says, Beferish, what did Bilam want to say? He only had a moment. There was only a moment for his anger. That's all he had, was a moment. How much can you curse in a moment? Rega can remember 158,888 of an hour. What is he going to say? Kalaim! Annihilate them. Gentlemen, that's what happens every Rosh Hashanah. There's that milchom in Shomayim. All our enemies, the Sorei Umis Olam, arrayed against us. Yom HaDin HaGadol. Kalaim! Ribbono Shel Olam, enough is enough is enough is enough. Look at their disloyalty. Kalein, annihilate them. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the klola and he's mahapich it to a bracha. When you take the word kalem and you hold it up to a mirror, what does kalem turn into? Melech. Klal Yisrael knows the skula. They want to say kalem. We're in incredible danger. Our lives, our nationhood is threatened. But kalem already started on now Rosh Hashanah in the lifetime of Bilam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mahapik that the Sruas Melech Bo, the friendship of Melech, not Kalein, but Melech. I say over many times from Reb David Kohn Shlita, he brings B'Shem Amro, whoever it was, doesn't say the name, somebody who made a beautiful tzushta. You want to remember this idea three times a day? Eze ben Oilam Habo, who's muftuk to be a ben Oilam Habo? Someone who says, Tila L'David Gimel Pomim B'chol Yoyim. Gimel Pomim is part of the mile of Tilu L'Dovid, is it's the Isbei Aleph base. Well, there are three psukim of Malchus in the center of Tilu L'Dovid. Kvay Malchus Chayayimeru Gvuras Chayidaberu Lehaidiyah L'Neyahadum Gvuraisav Uchvay Hadar Malchusay Malchus L'Kho Malchus K'o Loiwami U'memshalt L'Kho B'chol Dar V'Dar. You don't think those words are alive? You don't think those words pulsate with an incredible dynamic energy? They surely do. And where do they come into Tilul HaDavid? By the Chof, by the Lamed, by the Mem, Kalein. Kalem, annihilate them. How can I? Sruas Melech Bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mahapit of Kalem to Melech. Three times a day, we say, Kvay Machus Chayoy Meiru. Lo Haidil of Neodim Gvoreizu B'choy Hadam Machus. Machus Ro Machus Choloi Lomen. And therefore you and I are able to be here. There's a story from Rav Shimshon Pinkus. Rav Shimshon Pinkus tells over a story. Says it was Rosh Hashanah. Says you should know that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaMilchom. It's a day of war. We're at battle. That's how you have to feel. And he tells over a Maitzah Shohoyah that I think is very rewarding for you to listen to. He says, Rosh Hashanah, everyone has to feel it's a time of war. I want to tell you what happened to me one time in Rosh Hashanah. During Chazoras HaShatz, says Reb Shimshon Pinkus, I walked out into the hall of the yeshiva. And I saw in a room on the side, there was a bocher. Who was obviously not in good spirits. And I went over to him and I asked him, what's wrong? He says, I came late to davening. I butchered another Rosh Hashanah. Finished. What can I do? And I told him a story. I told him a few years back by the time of war in Eretz Yisrael, by the Six-Day War, I visited the hospital in Shaarei Tzedek in Yerushalayim. And I heard a fierce debate and argument going on. And from the listening into the argument, I understood what it was about. There was a soldier, a young fellow, who had been very injured in the war from a bomb, from a hand grenade, whatever. And he had to be brought for surgery. And the bullets, whatever it was, had to be were surgically removed, and now he was being sent home to recuperate. And the soldier said, what? I'm going to go home? It's not a holiday. There's war going on. You return to the battle lines. I told this bocher, the despondent bocher, I said, go ahead, bandage your wounds, and go back to the Beis Medrash. There's a war going on. It's not a holiday. It's a war. You got to participate. He said, I myself, Rosh Hashanah, you don't think I don't have ups and downs? You don't think all of us have ups and downs? He says, I get up to daven for the Amid. And I say, Hinini Yoni, Nirash V'Nivchot. And I think to myself, what am I doing here? I belong as a shliach tzibur. Abul Amais, it's a war. If you're a pilot of an airplane and you're having a down day, moody and depressed, so what? Is he going to crash the plane? that has happened recently. But Lamaisa, you have the responsibility of everybody else on that plane. You got to bring it home safe. You and I, it's a time of war, Rosh Hashanah. You had it down. You botched that Shemona Esra that you were hoping was going to be good. You slept when you should have been awake. You daydreamed when you should have been focused. And therefore, Klal Yisrael's counting on you. We have to coronate a king. We have to stand against the Umas Ha'olam. We have to create a Sruas Melech Bo. Gentlemen, it's the last day of the year. We're holding by the last day of Tufshin Ayin Zion. It's the last day. The last day is an incredibly powerful day. Hakol Hoylech Acher Achitum. Everything goes after the last day. The Rambam talks about Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, in the moments, in the hours before Shabbos, a Yid is supposed to go out and greet the Shabbos King. Because when a king comes in, the Shabbos Malkisah, you have to go out and greet it. Our avodah in the next 24 hours is to go out from our ego, out from our coldness, out from our self-centeredness. We have to go out to greet the king. We have to go out to make ourselves kalim that are ready to be mekabel his malchus. I don't have time. I would love to go through with you the beauty and the richness of the marav that we're about to daven. I would love to exhort you about the milchamta shel Torah and tomorrow for the time that you're going to be in the Beis Medrash. To use it. Milchamta shel Torah, to use it to the best of your ability. I would tell you if I had the time how choshev your Shmona Esras are. The Oleinu L'Shabeach that you're going to say tonight by Marav is the centerpiece of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Chazal say that when we say Oleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabs the Palmal Yishomayla, that they should come and they should listen to his people saying Oleinu L'Shabeach, the praises to Hashem. Are we mechavim? Do we realize the golden dove that has fallen into our laps to utilize and make full use of? And so goes on the day. There's so many opportunities. It's a Yom HaTanis. It's a Yom of Mechila, of one-third of the Avinus. It's an incredibly powerful time in Isman. And let me finish with one last piece. A piece that I often finish with. And it's just so kedai. The story, one of the great Magidim, tells a moshel. A person had done a terrible sin against the government. And he was caught, and his trial was coming up in another half year. And this guy knew that what he should be doing is hiring the best lawyers, going into the city to see what he can do, into the capital. But, you know, sometimes bad things, you like to push it out of your mind. He's busy on his farm. He pushes it out of his mind. The fall turns into the winter, and one day it's so snowy and so icy that he can't possibly do any work. He goes into his house and remains there. He's got nothing to do, and he remembers, you know, I have a Yom HaDin coming up. And he gads, it's tomorrow. The Yom HaDin is tomorrow. I haven't hired lawyers. I'm not even there. If I don't show up, you know what's going to happen? They're going to slap me with a guilty sentence. I'll spend years in jail. My family will be orphaned from their father. My wife will be widowed from her husband. They'll confiscate all my properties. I've got to get there. He finally wakes up. But there's snow and ice. How's he going to get there? He remembers. Ah! I have a sled. Just made for snow and ice. He goes out the back of the house to get the sled. But the sled's covered in thick ice. And he takes the axe. And a little dent here, a little dent there. It's going to take hours upon hours and strength that he doesn't even have. What to do? You light a fire. Gather some wood. Light a big fire. and let the fire melt away. And that's what happened. In moments, the sled was freed. He got two horses from the stable, hitched them to the sled, and off they went in the greatest of speed. He reaches the city in the nick of time. He's able to present himself before the court and beg mercy from the court, and is able to achieve that mercy. That's the mashal. The nimshal is you and I. They started blowing the shofar, sleepyheads. I include it. They started blowing the shofar, Rosh Chodesh Elul. It was an indictment. It was a summons. In 30 days, you're going to be facing a Yom HaDin. We managed to ignore it. It came Yom Rishon after Parshas Nitzavim 4 days ago. Yemei Aslichus. 4 days. The Yom HaDin. We managed to ignore it. But now it's the last moments. It's the last hours. It's the last day of the year. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. But the only problem is our hearts are ice. Our mouth is cold. We're used to davening with such indifference. We're used to mumbling words with lack of meaning. We're used to standing before Hashem when really we're someplace in our minds, altogether different places. We need to light a fire. We need to charge the heart. We need to recharge the batteries. Gentlemen, we need to daven. And we need to daven like the farmer in our story had to light a fire to free his sled so that he could get to the mishpat. We have to daven amar v'hur achum yechaper ovum v'lo yashchis hir b'lo shivapo v'lo yoyer kol chamosai Hashem ha'shiyu ha'melech yaneinu v'yoyim koreinu. Be exquisitely aware of all the malchus. Be exquisitely aware, because tomorrow we're going to coronate that melech in 24 hours. Get yourselves ready as best as you can. Daven with all your heart and all your soul, with all your might. Show the Ribbono Shel Olam that we really are His people, and that we really are His Am Usru As Melech Po. We want His friendship dearly and desperately. We're His friends. We have His neshama. We carry it within ourselves. Just sometimes it's buried so deep. Let the neshama come out and light up the goof. Let us daven with all our hearts. Let us return to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and He will be there to welcome us. And maybe, just maybe, this year we'll get that request which we need more than anything else in the world. Yavo Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mheira v'yomein.